Hey guys, so it's me. It's been some time since the last episode, and it's not really possible for me to do podcast episodes regularly with meaningful content when so much of my creative energy goes into my poetry. So I try to do it whenever I can, when I feel like I have something worth sharing. That's really worthy of sharing. That's an aspect related to my world of poetry, or that is kind of overlaps with, the ambitious or the career side of my passion. So today the thing I want to talk about is actually opportunity cost. And opportunity cost is a term that I remember learning in college, in my economics classes. And basically the textbook definition of opportunity cost, but I'll explain it in the way that I understand it, which is, it's kind of like, I'm just going to talk about it because I'm not really sure how to give any sort of definition. So let me explain to you what situation has arisen in my life that kind of showcases what opportunity cost is, which is, So recently I've been presented with certain enticing opportunities in the realm of poetry, and I at face value feel really inclined to take on those opportunities because they are either prestigious, have a certain monetary compensation, they look good on paper. I guess that would be prestigious. Could connect me to something else, I guess would be a networking base. So then what would be the reason that I would turn away this kind of opportunity, right? Given that this is seemingly so appealing, what would be the reason that I would decide to sort of flip, or not flip, but what would be the reason that I decide to kind of forgo the opportunity, right? And for me, the answer is usually something very intangible. It's never another concrete thing like, oh, I'm forsaking this opportunity for this opportunity, or I'm leaving this, event for this other event. It's kind of really ambiguous, and because it's so ambiguous is why I feel the need to articulate it and be very deliberate and conscientious about it. So, for example, a business owner, a local business owner in Philadelphia, reached out to me recently to essentially create a custom poem for her business. And I've worked with her in the past. I really believe in her message, and I really, really believe in the work she does. And I still haven't disagreed. I have not said no. But I have the experience of doing custom poems, and I've done a few of them, and I also know that what I've charged and what has been sort of like the average amount someone that's willing to take or to pay a poet at my level, or whatever. And from those experiences, I know for such certain that I had lost something in the process of taking on these opportunities. And something that was invaluable, right? And one, which is my emotional bandwidth, and two is my time. So at face value, it seems really nice. Like, oh, you can write a poem and I'll pay you. It sounds like it's a dream for an artist or for a poet. Because after all, we want to be paid for our work. Because we know the starving artist lifestyle so well. But what happened in my case is that I realized I expended so much of my emotional bandwidth in trying to create something very specific, very custom for someone else's emotional needs, even if it's for a business, that I felt so depleted and like void of my own emotional sort of power and lifeblood. So I learned from that even though it's kind of like, you know, an intuitive knowing that if I take this opportunity, it might just be that I have to spend the next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days really trying to get into the headspace of what they want from me. And given that this is how I approach my work, I don't feel okay writing a rhyming poem. I don't feel okay just, you know, taking something I already have and doing like some weird BS of, I don't know, like just like some weird altered poem that I altered just for them. I want it to be a very specific custom thing. So that said, I just feel that working backwards from that, I'm sorry, I kind of lost my train of thought. I'm trying to be very technical and formal so you take me seriously, but it's backfiring. Aside from that, so even if it's an intuitive knowing that this is going to take this much of my whatever, it's really valid because all that emotional energy that I expended in that came at the expense of not just like my like emotional reserve, but in the stories that I really want to tell that make me want to be a poet in the first place. You know what I mean? So this is how I know like that there's no price you can put on your story. And if I feel okay, so let's put it this way. Let's say that for the next 2 years, a business offers me to hire me full-time as like their in-house poet, or let's say like a few businesses in the area just like hire me as a contracted poet that creates custom poems. I don't know, this never happens, but I'm just saying hypothetically. At face value, it looks so enticing, and honestly I can't say I would say no at this point, but the part of me that would say no comes from the awareness, from the self-knowing that if I'm committing myself emotionally, like at least part of my emotional reserve to another force, right, then I'm inevitably gonna cut from the intensity or the time that I want to take in telling my story. And that might sound so silly, but for me is, again, the reason that I'm a poet in the first place is because that I have something very specific to say to the world, right? So if I can't say that, what is the point of anything, you know? So opportunity cost has been a big thing in my mind. And crazy enough, just today, like, I really don't know how... A production company reached out to me saying that they wanted to work with me for a pitch that they were going to send a whiskey company that reached out to them to create a custom sort of poem for their whiskey for an ad that's coming up. And oh my gosh, I was just like, you know, probing about like their budget and stuff, and they said that, you know, if the pitch got approved, it would be like, oh, you know, it's not that much. It's like, you know, low 4 digits. And I'm like, no one's ever paid me 4 digits for a poem, ever, like, ever. And honestly, like, I wouldn't say no to that at this point in my life. Like, I need that money, like, for sure. 4 digits for a poem, I mean, okay. But if they had said, like, you know, a couple $100s, and, like, even if your name is attached to this, you know, ad, I can genuinely say I'm at a point where I would say no, because I've done this before, and it ends up being, it ends up really coming at my expense. Like, I could have spent all that time making money through other things that aren't as emotionally draining, you know, or, like, conserving my emotional reserve to tell the bigger story I want to tell that might not pay off for another 2, 5, 10 years, but at least I was on that track of authenticity for myself. And I just really want to hit home with this, because I guess this is how the whole concept of selling out comes about. And it's something that I believe less and less. I really do believe in having a commercial side to your art. I think the starving artist thing is really overplayed, and it's something that I don't believe in at all anymore. Or glamorizing that, or romanticizing the starving artist thing. But I also feel like there's sometimes a fine line where you can't just accept anything, right? And you have to be very, if not accept anything, you have to be careful that you don't lose your voice. That even if you take on other things, that your voice is still at the center of who you are, and that it's still, like, is, like, the dominant mode from which you're operating. And I don't know, man, I'm really gonna try to keep that with me. So yeah, that's it. I'm not gonna drag it on too much longer. I hope that this was something worth thinking about, or an angle of art worth thinking about. I wonder if anyone else has this kind of thought process and taking on opportunities and things. But yeah, I actually have so much more to say on this topic, but I'm going to keep it at 12, or it's almost 13 minutes, because I don't want to drag it out any longer. So thank you so much, and let me know if you have anything to say about this, if you want me to write about the topic, or talk about a topic related, or not related at all ever again, and bye.